Oh, Dora.
Hello.
Hey, Dora. My name is Harold. This call is in regards to your Roundup lawsuit on the recorded line. How are you doing today?
Not too good.
Well, why is that?
I got a cold.
I'm sorry to hear that. Well, I'll try to make this quick here for you, Dora. Have you ever sprayed Roundup?
Yes.
Were you ever diagnosed with any injuries after using Roundup?
Non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
I'm so sorry to hear that. Can I ask, when were you actually diagnosed with that?
Probably about 10 years ago. And
Wow.
I just quit chemo.
You just got done with it.
Yes.
Congratulations.
I quit it
Oh, you
because
quit.
it ended up putting me in the nursing home.
Oh, wow. And so, when was the last time you went to chemo?
Probably about, well, I was in nursing home for at least 4 or 5, no, about 3 months. So it's been about 5 months.
About 5 months
But
or
they have
so.
called me and wanted me to come back, and I just refused.
So, how come you don't want to go back to the nursing home? Is that not, just somewhere you want to be? Don't they, take care of you there?
I have a home. And I want to be home.
Right. Doing what you do when you want to do it.
Yes.
I get you. I get you. Well, Dora, can I ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file a claim?
No.
No? Are you interested in participating in the Roundup lawsuit?
Just what I have to do.
Well, the hardest part would be a conversation between you. We'll have a conversation, about 10 minutes, nothing too long. I'll find out, when you sprayed it. Where you sprayed it, things like that. And then I'll send you some documents to take a look at, basically allowing us to go ahead and pull medical records, basically, just to verify the information. And then, from that point on, the law firm would be able to represent you in court and actually, get you involved in a lawsuit.
Okay.
Alrighty. And so no one has sent you anything to sign with your finger or on your phone, anything like that?
What?
No one has sent you anything to sign on your phone or on with your finger?
No.
No. Okay. And have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was it just the one?
Well, I went to him for about 12 years.
For about 12 years.
Yes. I took chemo about 10. That's the reason I quit.
Wow, that's a long amount of chemo.
That's a long time.
Oh, that's very
And
long.
then he started something else on me, and then I just passed out in the middle of the floor the next day after taking it. And I end up going to the hospital, and they end up putting me in a rehab. Really, it wasn't nursing home. So it's the rehab, and I stayed there. Yes, I have sprayed that stuff in my yard. My husband has worked with it for years. He was an ag pilot.
Oh, wow, really?
Yes.
And so, and when you would use it, you would kind of use it just to maintain the garden, maintain, your front lawn, things like that.
Yes.
Okay. And how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
What about how old was I when they diagnosed me? Well, I'm 80 years old. So
Okay.
you can say at least 12 years ago.
Okay, so about maybe in your 70s, somewhere in that range.
Yes, you.
60s, 70s.
Yes, I possibly I could go back on my. I kept most of my records.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And Dorit,
I could go back. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I did not mean to cut you off.
No, I said I could go back and see what the dates were and how old I was.
Perfect. Yeah, to keep all those records with you, that'll make everything, you know, go a little bit more smoothly for you. So keep everything there with you. And do you know anyone else who may have been hurt by the Roundup spray?
No.
No? Okay. And how many years would you say you sprayed this spray?
Off and on about 12 years or more.
12 years.
But my husband has been working in it for longer than that. It was on his clothes and stuff like that. Or wouldn't you start working out there? Start flying? He's been working in it since 68.
Was he ever diagnosed with any ailments?
No.
No. Okay, not, so that's
no.
Good. That's good. So what they're looking for is kind of, you know, along the lines of, you know, the ailments that you have, the, you know, non-Hodgkin's, leukemias, things like that. But we will keep him in mind. We can always, you know, keep his name on the list. Just in case anything changes on our end, we might be able to, you know, give him a call back because he actually used the spray as well. And then, Dora, through those 12 years of you spraying, would you say you sprayed for at least 10 days?
Did I what? Spray it for 10 days?
Correct. Throughout those 10 years, would you say you sprayed it for at least 10 days?
Oh, yes.
Okay. All righty. And then the phone you're on, is it a cell phone?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And then, Dora, have you ever been diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis C, hepatitis B?
I don't think so. I've been diagnosed with so much stuff till I don't think that was in it.
Okay. And then have you ever had an organ transplant, Epstein-Barr, or lupus?
No.
No. And then were you ever diagnosed with an autoimmune disease, arthritis, or diabetes?
No, but my husband has.
Your husband has?
Diabetes.
Diabetes, okay. And then have you ever had any other chemo that any other cancer that required chemo?
No.
No. And then is there any family history of cancer?
Yes.
Yes, there is. Okay. And then is it mother, father?
It was my brother, my brother. Father.
Father. Father. And then you spell your name D-O-R-A, correct?
Right.
Last name K-I-N-G?
Yes.
That's the same last name as me. We have the same last
name. Well, how about that?
That's cool. Are you from the East Coast by chance?
Am I from where?
Are you from the East Coast by chance?
No, right here in Louisiana.
Louisiana. Oh, wow. Okay, so I have a lot of family from Mississippi, Louisiana, and the East Coast, like Rhode Island. So, yeah, that's cool. I've never seen anyone else with that last name besides me. So. And then, Dora, you are married, correct?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then could I go ahead and get your date of birth?
The 9th, 16, 1944.
And then what is your current age?
I'm 80.
80. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
I guess it was on the phone. I guess. I don't know, really.
Yeah, no worries. No worries. And then what year was that? Was that this year, last year?
A couple of years ago.
A couple of years back. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I do have to ask you, how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I'm 5'3", and I weigh about 160.
And then I do have your email address. Is it tzdfk4491 at AOL.com?
Yes.
Okay. And then I do have the phone number, 601-807-2828.
Yes. How did you get all that?
So we get this information from like online inquiries or online ads that were filled out, and that's typically why we call you. It's because we see that you may have been interested in the past, or just right now, that you were interested in, talking about the Roundup lawsuit. And so in those inquiries, typically you have to put, some form of contact information, so we can, reach out to you.
Okay.
And then could I go ahead and get your spouse's name as well?
Is it okay to give it to him, Ward?
Yeah.
Ward, WARD, King.
Perfect. And then for the phone number, should I just put your phone number?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many times a month would you estimate you actually use Roundup?
Spring of the year, about every day or so.
Oh, wow.
In
Okay.
fact, we used it. We cut a tree down and it started sprouting back, and we used it about 3 or 4 months ago.
Oh, wow.
At
So you
that
guys
time.
recently used it.
Yes.
Wow. Wow. Let me ask you, because, this would actually, kind of strengthen your case. Do you still have the receipt or do you have the bottle laying around in the house?
I have the bottle.
Keep the bottle with you, okay? And if you can, maybe take some pictures. Just keep it in a safe space, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Or don't we still have the container out there?
Yeah, 2.5 gallon jug.
Yeah, he's got a 2.5 gallon jug out there.
Wow. Wow. Yes, keep that with you. It's kind of, going to be used as evidence, you can say. So, keep that, in a safe space because the attorneys, they might ask for that, okay? And
Okay.
so you said during the springtime you would, it's possible that you would be out there every day.
Yeah, we kill grass with it, and we have grass that grows around our shed out there and little trees and all that, and we kill it with it.
Gotcha. Okay. And that was just springtime, so you guys were more seasonal sprayers, no wintertime spraying or anything like that.
No.
No. Okay. All righty. And then when would you estimate the first year you actually sprayed Roundup?
Lord, I can't remember all that.
If you had to estimate.
First time I ever sprayed it.
Yes, ma'am.
The year award. Yeah. Well, ever since my husband was spraying out there, he'd bring some home and would spray the yard. So I probably sprayed it in probably in 63 or something like that.
About 63 or so. Okay. And then you said you guys recently just used it about, what, 3 months ago?
It's that long.
Okay. So maybe 2024 was the very last time you guys used it. Would that be
Yeah.
accurate?
Yes, because
Okay.
we ain't too much able to do anything.
Gotcha. So that kind of helps you guys with the weed control and making sure it doesn't get out of hand.
Right.
Gotcha. Did you ever use any protective gear, any gloves, face mask, anything?
Didn't think about it.
No.
Didn't think about it. We
Okay.
put it in a jug and pump it. That jug you pump, but what do you call it, Ward? Well, we have a pump up spray, and that's what we put it in.
Gotcha. Okay. And so would you guys have to mix it yourself, or would you guys buy it from the store and you guys can, just put it in the jug and just get
mix
going?
it up our, mix it up ourselves, because we would get it from the airport.
Gotcha, from the airport. Okay, so you guys would be there mixing it up. Okay. And then this question, an estimate is completely fine. How many times would you say you were exposed to the Roundup? Over 100, 50 times, less than 100?
Over 100.
Over 100. Okay. All right. And then your property, was it near a water well? Or, was it city water?
City water.
City water. Okay. All righty. And then were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, any other benzenes or Agent Orange?
I don't think so.
No. Okay. And then you said you would purchase it from the airport. Is that correct?
Well, what was left over, Ward would get it and bring it home.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And so you guys never went to a Lowe's or a Home Depot yourselves to ever buy a new bottle?
I think we bought some from Walmart.
Some from Walmart sometimes as well. Okay. And then you do not have the receipt, but you do have the Roundup, correct?
I have the Roundup.
Okay. All righty. Keep that there. And then, Dora, have you ever smoked?
No, not in my life.
Perfect. And then are you currently employed?
No.
Okay. And then did you ever lose any time from work because of any surgeries or treatments in the past?
No, I wasn't working at the time.
Okay. And then were you ever in the military?
No.
Nope. Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Nope. Have you ever filed disability or workers' compensation claims?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
Maybe about 30 years ago I did.
Maybe about 30. Are you sure about that, or are you not too sure?
I'm not sure.
Not too sure. Okay, no worries. And then other than any other minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
No, okay. And then what hospital actually diagnosed you with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Lord, what hospital diagnosed me with that? I was in so many of them at the time.
Barry Maxwell was one of them. Not Barry Maxwell.
Yes.
Barry Tillman.
Barry Tillman, and he's done retired.
And that was the doctor who diagnosed you?
Yes.
Okay. Dr. Tillman, but he retired.
Yes.
Okay. And then what hospital did he work out of, or did he have his own practice?
He had his own practice.
Do you remember the address by chance?
It's under the Riverview? River Park Hospital. I don't know the address.
No worries. And is that in Louisiana?
Yes.
Okay. And then that's where you guys would mainly spray what would be, Louisiana, correct?
Right.
Okay. And then that's River Park Medical Center. What I have is 107 Front Street in Vidalia, Louisiana. Does that sound familiar?
That's right.
All righty. All right, T. And we are almost done.
Well, now, my cancer doctor is in Natchez.
One more time.
My cancer doctor was in Natchez.
Natchez. Is it the same hospital, River Park, just a different address?
No, it's Rodriguez. It's in Mississippi. I was sent to him.
Dr. Rodrigo Arengos?
Dr. Rodriguez.
Rodriguez. And then what hospital is he out of?
He has his own office.
He has his own office. Do you have the address for him?
No. What? Do you remember the street he was on? What's that street that, I don't remember.
No worries. No worries.
You can pull him up, I'm sure.
Okay. Okay. And then can I ask you, do you have a general hospital that you're going to at the moment?
No, I just, whatever my doctor sends me to, that's where I go.
Okay. And then that's Dr. Rodrigo.
I don't go to him no more.
Okay. Who do you currently go to?
I go to Jose Sirio and Natchez.
And now, is that the Merit Health Natchez at the 54 Sergeant Prentice Drive in Natchez, Mississippi?
Merit Hospital? No, what's it? His is family what? Family something. Family Clinic.
Family Medical Clinic?
Yeah.
Is it in South Haven, Mississippi?
No, it's in Natchez, Mississippi.
And that city one more time, Natchez?
Natchez, Natchez, Mississippi.
And you said it was Jose Sirio?
Yes.
Perfect. 307 Highland Boulevard. I just found it.
Right. Okay. And I think that's what the same Rodriguez is on Highland Boulevard.
Okay. So they're kind of in the same area?
Yes. Yes.
Perfect. Okay. Jose Sirio. And then you said this is your current general practice doctor, correct?
He's it, right.
Okay. Okay.
He's the one we go to.
And then you didn't receive treatment here, or did you receive any treatment here?
Where? Treatment where?
At the Natchez Family Medical Center.
Not for my cancer.
Not for the cancer, okay. And then for the cancer, that was for
Rodriguez,
but you couldn't really remember the address for him.
I could get it for you if I dig back in my papers, but he's on the same as Rodriguez Clinic. He's on the same street that Jose is.
Gotcha. Okay. See,
he surely ought to be found in there because he's well known.
There's so many hospitals on the street here. Well,
his is not a hospital.
It's a separate practice.
It's a clinic.
It's a clinic. Gotcha. And do you know what his specialty is?
Cancer. He's an oncologist.
Oncology clinic. Let's see. And it was Rodriguez, Dr. Rodriguez?
Right.
Dr. Jack J. Rodriguez?
Right.
Perfect. Dr. Jack Rodriguez, oncologist. and he is at the Natchez Oncology Clinic, 106 Jeff Davis Boulevard. Does that sound familiar?
That's right, Jefferson Davis Ward.
Perfect. Yes. Give me one moment here.
You may not have very many moments. My phone's about to go.
Okay. Okay. And if the phone goes, I'll go ahead and send you a separate text message here. That way you have my information. We're almost done. Okay.
Okay.
And then when did you start the treatment? When was the first time you kind of saw Jack Rodriguez?
Oh, you asked me for dates. I can't even remember.
Or a year is fine. A year is fine.
Well, it's been about 12 or 15 years that I saw him constantly.
Mm-hmm. So around 2015 or so?
Yeah, I saw him about 3 times a week.
Gotcha. Wow. And then what type of treatment were you receiving? Stem cell, chemo, radiation?
Chemo. I don't know what he was giving me at last there, but it knocked my feet out from under me.
Oh, wow. And then what is the best mailing address for you?
1302 Peach, as in fruit, Street, Vidalia, Louisiana, 71373.
Perfect. Vidalia, Louisiana, and then that was 71373, correct?
Right.
Perfect. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We do want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
My husband, Ward King.
Ward King. And then are we going with your phone number again for that?
I'll give you his cell phone number too for that.
Okay.
601-870-6864.
Perfect. And then in the event that we cannot get a hold of you, do we have permission to contact him?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. We are
6864.
That's what I said.
Okay.
He's trying to correct me over here. And I already
It was
6874 I gave you, right?
6874. So I have 6864. Is it 6874?
Yes.
Okay, 6874. Perfect. And are you familiar with DocuSign, Dora?
With what?
DocuSign.
No.
No? Okay. So DocuSign is basically online signing. Basically, it's, you know, paperwork allowing us to go ahead and receive medical records and things like that. It's fairly simple, fairly easy. Do you have a computer or a tablet, or is it just your cell phone?
I have my cell phone and I have a computer.
Okay, perfect. It'll be very easy on your computer, or if you feel better on the cell phone, it'll be easy there as well. The last thing I do need for you in order to send all those documents and in order to pull the medical records would be the social or the last four, whatever you feel more comfortable with, we can go ahead and take.
I'm just going to give you my last four.
Okay, that's fine with me.
I don't like giving my social security number out.
I'm the same way.
9353.
Perfect. Let me go ahead and verify my spelling, verify my dates. So when I send this over to you and the law firm, it is accurate. You know, this is a legal, you know, proceeding. So we want to make sure everything is as accurate and detailed as possible. I do want to reiterate, we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. And you do want to participate in the Roundup lawsuit, correct?
Right. Correct.
Okay. And now you were diagnosed between 2005 and the present time. You were diagnosed roughly around 2015. That was about 10 years ago. You were between the ages of 50 and 79 at the time of your diagnosis. You sprayed Roundup for about 12 years. You are a citizen of the United States. You never had a HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C, nothing like that to your knowledge. There was a little family history of cancer between your brother and your father. You spell your name D-O-R-A, last name K-I-N-G. You are a female. And then I do have to ask you, I don't know if I asked you, could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
I'm a female.
Thank you so much. I do just have to ask that. And then you are married. Last four of your social, 9353. Your date of birth, 9/16/1944. Your email address, T as in Tom, Z as in Zebra, D as in Dog, F as in Frank, K as in King, 4491 at AOL.com. And then there your phone number, 601-807-2828. And then we have your husband here, Ward, Ward King, as your emergency contact as well. And then you started to spray Roundup roughly in 63. Last time you sprayed it was about 3 months ago, 2024. Let's see here. You sprayed it for residential purposes. You did not get your water near a water well or anything like that. And then you were seen, diagnosed by Dr. Tillman, who is currently retired. And now your current medical doctor, or the one that you were getting treated from, excuse me, is Jack Rodriguez at the Natchez Oncology Clinic at the 106 Jeff Davis Boulevard in Natchez, Mississippi. You did receive chemo. The best property address for you, 1302 Peach Street in Vidalia, Louisiana, 71373. And then one more time, we do have Ward here as the emergency contact. Did that all sound correct to you?
Sounds correct. As far as I know, I still have non-Hodgkin lymphoma.
Okay, and you still have it as far as you know. And yes. I do want to ask you, how has the non-Hodgkin's, you know, impacted your life?
It's impacted a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things I can't do. I've had to learn to walk all over.
Wow.
I lost all function of my body. It affected me bad.
So sorry to hear that. Well, you know, day by day, right? Take it day by day. Just keep getting better. You know, keep progressing. You know, that's always the goal, right? That's always the goal. Just keep getting better. So, and so. I just sent you over, Dora, the DocuSign. It went to your text message, and it went to your email address. So whatever's easier for you to kind of take a look at it, it'll be in both.
Okay.
And so just so you know, I do want to make sure you kind of know what to expect next. So once I get these documents back from you, I'll be able to send them over to the law firm. The law firm will then take a look at it, basically verify everything that we spoke about here today. And so while they're working on your claim, the law firm will be reaching out to finalize your claim, and I will be calling you within the next couple of hours once your file passes the quality assurance to transfer you directly to them and introduce you. And this is all after I receive the documents back from you. They may go over some of the same questions that we discussed today. This is completely normal. It is a part of their process. Just to confirm all of the details and ensure everything is accurate for your case, they also may need for you to sign any additional forms like medical release so they can collect records to strengthen your claim. So if you do see any extra paperwork from them, just be sure to review it and return it as soon as possible, just to keep everything going smoothly. Since this is a mass lawsuit, These extra steps are standard practice. We just want to make sure you're fully prepared. So if you don't hear from them within the next 24 to 48 hours, so by Friday, if you don't hear from them, I would recommend giving them a call to get over there. And then I am sending you all of their information now. Give me one moment. And then you did receive the documents, correct?
I had looked.
Okay. Let me see here.
I can't hardly get around.
Well, you can do it on your phone. You know, since you're kind of already on it there. I can kinda, let's see, I can maybe over. And then what type of phone do you have?
I have an iPhone.
Okay, perfect. Would you like for me to maybe help you go through the documents, or would you like to maybe get off the phone and then, you know, take a look at them?
I'll just take a look at them.
Okay, no worries. And then I'm going to send you a text message right now. Hey, Dora, this is Harold King. Save me in your phone regarding Roundup. And so the documents that you're looking for, it'll say Harold King, and that's me. And then it'll say Mass Torch Strategies DocuSign. And so those will be the documents that you're looking for, okay? And then I sent you a text that says, hey, Dora, this is Harold King. Save me in your phone. And then I'm also going to send you the law firm's information now. Okay. And then the law firm you're working with, they're called A4D, Ben Martin. And let me send you their information here. And then do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, I don't.
Okay. If you do have anything for me, I did send you a text, so you have my direct line. Okay, it's coming from that 949 number. And I'm here Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. So you can call me, text me, you know, whenever you might have anything. And then I'll give you a call in a couple of hours, 2 to 3 hours, just to, you know, verify that you were able to look at the documents, you know, sign them if, you know, if you haven't signed them or, you know, whatever the case, just to kind of check in and see how you're doing, okay?
Okay.
All righty, Dora. Well, I do appreciate it so much. You have a blessed rest of your day, and you call me if you need anything.
Okay. You have a blessed day, too.
I appreciate it so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course. Bye-bye.